Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure. Like a dream come true for me to be here with you, and I know you feel the same way. I can feel the love, ladies and gentlemen. And somebody else who can feel the love is our good friend Joe White. Joe has been with us before. Joe is a financial planner. He's a mortgage expert. He helps people with their real estate decisions. He helps them blend all that into their overall prosperity planning. He's in addition to that, he's also a radio host. He's got a show on one of my stations out in Colorado, KRCN, outstanding 50,000 watt station out there in central Colorado that gets all up and down the Front Range there, including up into Wyoming. I know. I hear from people off of that station all the way up into Sheridan. And Joe's our good friend. He's back with a couple of books he's going to tell us about, and in addition to some other stuff, I want to talk to Joe about the subprime issue. Joe, welcome back to the show.
You know, what we really ought to talk about is just the gorgeous view of Pike's Peak I'm staring at.
You got to rub it in, Joe. I know you got to rub it in. Joe's got a deck, folks. He looks right over Pike's Peak, and he always has to rub it in. Hey, Joe, the book Jumping on the Path to Prosperity is coming out now in a national launch. Did well in Colorado, and it's coming out nationally. When is that going to be available?
It's actually done. They came back from the press on Friday of last week. You knew we were cutting it close, and we're excited. We're really excited. We had a tremendous success, put 20,000 copies out in just Colorado in the last year, and we're just gnawing at the bit to get going nationally on it.
Jumping on the path to prosperity. We're going to get Joe to give us the phone number in a few minutes where you can order that. Joe, talk to us about the state of the mortgage industry right now and why we should care.
Well, the state of the mortgage industry right now is total and complete confusion. And why we should care, it depends on who you are. If you're one of the people in the subprime class, which represents about 14% of the mortgage industry, it is having enormous impacts on you. If you are one of the people in the remaining classes in the mortgage industry, the impacts are relatively minor. They're there, but they're relatively minor. But for those folks that are in that subprime category, Jim, it is devastating. I mean,
tell the audience what subprime means. I mean, I think a lot of people hear the subprime mortgage, meltdown and how it could throw us into a depression, a global depression, et cetera, et cetera. We hear all these TV network talking heads, making things a bit bigger deal than it probably is. But I think the average person probably doesn't even know what a subprime mortgage is. Explain that to us.
Exactly. And a subprime mortgage is industry verbiage for someone who is typically credit or income challenged. The person who's got a fair number of dings on their credit report, or the person who has unprovable income. That's really the folks that fall in that category. And as I say, they're about 14% of the mortgages out there.
Well, 14%. And of course, folks, what was done is, if you have, as you know, the part of the decision to whether to give you a mortgage or not is your credit worthiness, but the other is your ability to pay, to literally be able to come up with the cash after you pay all your other expenses. And so a lot of companies, when you take a mortgage amount, a loan amount, and you amortize it over 30 years, if that payment number is too high for your cash, then you know, in the classic mortgage scenario, Joe, you didn't get a loan. But then they came up with these products that allowed you to borrow 120% of the mortgage value rather than 80% of the mortgage value, or that allowed you to not have any pay only interest only for a period of time, or really low interest going in, or whatever. And all that did was get people established into a home that we knew going in you couldn't afford.
You know, there was a lot of that for your audience, which is, you know, obviously small business oriented. The biggest impact is actually on the stated income and no income verification categories, which are real, real, real commonplace for self-employed people.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. So all of these people, and you say about 14%, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is. It's huge.
Have some kind of subprime relationship, have had some kind of subprime transaction, and of course all those people are not going to bankrupt. I mean, are not going to default. They're going to tough it out. Maybe they, you know, they're committed to their home. They're more committed to their home than they are to other things. Their income has gone up and they've been able to justify it, and they were a good risk. So everybody's not going to default. So how many do we have any idea how many defaults we've had?
You know, the default rate is certainly going up, and I can't tell you an exact number, but the thing that people don't realize is these mortgages were typically what we call 228s or 327s in the industry, and what that means is they had a relatively low fixed rate for 2 or 3 years, and as those come due over the next 24 months, people are going to be in an absolute catch-22 situation, Jim, in that they're not going to qualify for the same mortgage again in most cases. And I would say of that 14%, that's probably true of maybe 75-80% of that group. And they're not going to qualify for that. They, in all likelihood, are not going to qualify for A paper. And in many parts of the country, they're faced with a selling situation that is very difficult. So they're really in a spot, and the impact's going to be enormous. I mean, it's going to be a bloodbath.
Are you saying that the shoe hasn't dropped yet, the other shoe hasn't completely dropped yet, that we haven't seen the negative impact yet?
They haven't even got the laces untied yet, Jim. It's going to be nasty for at least 18 to 24 months.
Hmm. When I drive around the country, one of the things I notice is how many houses are for sale in the neighborhoods. There are a lot of houses for sale.
There are. Now, it's area specific. As an example, in Colorado, it's pretty tough in the Greeley and Denver areas. Conversely, in Colorado Springs, it's a madhouse. I mean,
yeah.
The stuff's selling like crazy.
Yeah. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. 20 after the hour, Joe White is our guest. He's the author of Jumping on the Path to Prosperity. And when we come back, he's going to give us a toll-free number. I know you've been waiting on the edge of your seat for that number. We're going to give it to you right after these messages. Stay with us.
Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
The late great Godfather of Soul, Mr. James Brown, ladies and gentlemen.
Ain't no drag.
Simply the best.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're getting down and getting funky with our good friend Joe White, your personal mortgage planner. He's the author of Jumping on the Path to Prosperity. It's a brand new relaunch of a book that you've had out for a while, but I know you've got some new stuff in there. It's and Joe, give us that toll-free number where they can order it.
Sure. 888-660-STEP. 888-660-STEP.
All right. And what are you going to do for them when they call that number?
You know, we put together a package just for your show. They're going to get the book. They're going to get an audio CD of the book, an implementation teleseminar. I'm going to pay shipping and handling, and
the whole deal
is going to be less than $20, Jim.
Thank you for that. Folks, that's a good deal. I worked hard negotiating that deal with Joe for you, so please take advantage of that. Give us that number again.
It's 888-660-STEP, STEP.
All right. And will you autograph the book?
Sure, I'll do that for fun.
Be sure to tell him your name, folks, which you'll have to do, and he'll make tell him you want an autograph by the famous Joe White. Joe, let's talk. Oh, by the way, now you're on KRCN, one of my stations out in Colorado, every week. I mean, every day, right?
Yeah, we're on KRCN from 2 to 3 every day, and we're actually on 7 days a week, and then we're also on the other four stations on the Radio Colorado Network.
All right. all across the Front Range and up into the mountains, too.
Yeah, we cover it all.
So those of you out there listening to my show across Colorado and those parts out there, please sure check out Joe's show. Joe, for KRCN, that's... 1060, right?
Yeah, 1060 AM.
What about investing in real estate? What are your recommendations in the 21st century?
You know, Jim, I just don't think for the normal person listening to this show, especially the small business people, I just don't think there's a better place. You know, you read all the headlines, you know, see that the sky is falling, Chicken Little is in place, etc. Year after year, real estate, especially because of leveraging, year after year, the tax benefits, the leveraging, make it consistently the best investment a person can have.
You know, I think about small business owners right now, Joe, who, you know the drill. We start a business for years and years. Everything that we make, we put back into our business. And we probably don't put a lot in the stock market because, I mean, our business just sucks up the capital. And we're happy to do it because we believe in what we're doing. The business is growing. We like what's going on here. And so we do this. That's what small business owners do. We're not always that big in the stock market because we're investing in ourselves.
You know, I've been there and done it, Jim, and quite frankly, it's a mistake we make as small business people in that a piece, you know, the old richest man in Babylon thing, a piece needs to go elsewhere. We need to get some balance in our portfolio.
But is the real estate that your business is in, do you not agree that's one good investment to make?
Well, I own my building, and I couldn't agree with you more. I just think any capacity real estate is a fabulous investment, and if you occupy part of a building, why not own it? That makes sense.
Well, and the other thing is if you look at where the stock market is right now, I mean, the stock market is just... especially the Dow is just doing, you know, it's making record numbers every week. And, you know, some people might say, well, you know, do I want to get in now? Am I getting in at the top? And how much control do I have over these companies when investing in these companies when I don't know who's running these businesses? They're global companies, many of them. But if you look around you, you can see your neighborhood. You can see whether your neighborhood is growing or not. You can see opportunities. You can sort of keep your eye on your investment. I think that real estate investment for small business owners, even outside of the business of the property your business is in, the business owners that I've known over the years, the way they've made the most money has been in real estate.
You know, you mentioned the key word, Jim, and that's control. You can control your real estate. You know, routinely, if you leverage properly with the tax benefits and everything, real estate's going to return 50 to 100% cash on cash annually. The stock market folks rave about a 15% return. Mm-hmm. So there is no comparison between the two.
I got about a minute, Joe. Last thoughts on that.
Well, I just think that small business people especially need to be aware of balance as it comes to their investments. All of the eggs in one basket never is a good idea, even if that basket is your own business. And I'd seek out a professional, hey, and just have them take a look. Because there's mm-hmm. probably things you can do that are very, very, very simple, don't necessarily cost you a lot of money, that can totally change that picture.
When I learned that I could own a business and the building and pay myself and my business pay me rent for my building, when I learned I could do that kind of business sort of with myself and my business, I thought that was a pretty cool thing.
In my case, it actually worked out less than the rent I was paying on the same building.
Yeah, yeah. Or you can pay yourself, you know, a little bit more, justified by the market, of course, and that becomes income that's not subject to the payroll tax. Hey,
that's
Joe,
it.
give us that phone number again, please.
888-660-STEP.
888-660-STEP. Ask Joe for that special Jim Blessing game deal. Thanks, Joe. See you next time.
Make it a great one.
The book is called Jumping on the Path to Prosperity. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.